Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 13th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, the Wall Street Journal reports that Apple has been pursuing content deals worth up to nine figures with publishers to help improve Siri AI's access to current news and other information. The report says that Apple has been directly reaching out to these publishers to sign multi-year agreements. Apple is proposing a variable compensation plan with payments made to partner publishers when their content is used. Apple has discussed a possible nine-figure budget for the payments. Apple's move comes as publishers increasingly choose between fighting AI companies in court and directly licensing their content to them. The New York Times, for instance, is currently suing OpenAI and Microsoft over alleged unauthorized use of their work to train AI models, while other publishers like News Corp and Axel Springer have instead struck content deals with OpenAI directly. Another example is Reddit. Reddit has taken both approaches, striking a deal with Google in 2024, reportedly worth about $60 million per year, to license its content for AI training, while Reddit is also separately suing Anthropic and Perplexity over alleged unauthorized scraping of its data. The journal explains that such deals for Apple wouldn't be a first, as the company currently teams up with publishers for Apple News Plus and has struck deals that included the rights to use publisher content for AI training. These new deals would give access Apple to publisher information not for AI training, but rather to feed that information to Siri for access to current events and other real-time information. Next up today, Apple is battling ongoing supply constraints, which seem to particularly be affecting availability of the MacBook Air. If you buy a MacBook Air from Apple's online store today, almost all configurations are now quoting delivery estimates of 2 to 3 weeks from now. In-store availability is also constrained, with most stores quoting pickup during the first week of September. This applies to both the 13-inch and 15-inch MacBook Air models. Meanwhile, custom configurations of the MacBook Air with higher amounts of RAM and storage are even more constrained. For example, a 13-inch MacBook Air with 32 gigabytes of RAM won't ship for over a month from Apple, while in-store pickup isn't available until the last week of September. Bloomberg spotted the MacBook Air shortages earlier this month and attributed them to the ongoing industry-wide memory constraints. Mark Gurman pointed out that Apple is actively pushing shoppers to the MacBook Pro as a result of these supply constraints. Apple workers say that MacBook Air shipments are more constrained than they can ever recall. In fact, Apple's current advertising for the MacBook Air even includes a warning that says, quote, MacBook Air subject to availability, end quote. Some of Apple's third-party retail partners, like Amazon, still do have some supply of the MacBook Air. But during Apple's most recent earnings call, CFO Kevin Parekh warned that supply constraints affecting the iPhone, iPad, and Mac will worsen as this quarter progresses. So if you're in the market for a MacBook Air, I would recommend buying one sooner rather than later. And I expect Apple's supply shortages to get worse before they get better. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. As we enter the last few weeks of summer travel, if you travel with your MacBook, you're carrying your digital life with you. iCloud keeps your files in sync across devices. Time Machine protects you locally. But if your laptop is lost or damaged while traveling, you need to have an off-site backup. Backblaze runs automatically and creates a separate backup of your entire Mac in the cloud, including external drives. You set it up once and you're set and protected. iCloud for sync, Time Machine for local backup, and Backblaze for off-site protection. Try it free at backblaze.com/9to5Mac and get 20% off with code 9to5daily. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Next up today, iPhone Ultra's unveiling is only a few weeks away, and a new report claims the initial rollout of the device could be extremely limited. In fact, the report says that the iPhone Ultra might only be available in the United States at launch. The rumor comes from the outlet Channel News Australia, which says that a major Chinese component supplier has confirmed that Apple is battling supply, testing, and pricing problems that could see Apple limit availability to only the United States. The supplier, who spoke to Channel News in China, said the delay is primarily down to supply and pricing issues. They said that Apple is also having testing problems with production models that have already been built. We've certainly heard before that the iPhone Ultra supply might be very limited at launch, and if the situation is indeed dire enough, a release only in the United States could make sense as a temporary solution. But even if the report does seem somewhat plausible, there are reasons to be skeptical. For example, the report seems to be based on sources located in China and Australia. If iPhone Ultra isn't going to launch in those two territories right away, it makes sense that local sources would know that in advance. But that wouldn't necessarily mean the device will only be available in the United States at first. That claim seems more like speculation. So it could be entirely possible that the iPhone Ultra is indeed unavailable in Australia and China, but still available in the United States and other markets. But ultimately, it wouldn't be surprising for Apple to roll out iPhone Ultra very slowly, like it has done with other new product categories with limited availability, such as Apple Vision Pro. If it's able to ship the product in September in the United States, then progressively add more territories, that might be better than delaying the launch altogether. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.